Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masechet Zevachim, Daf Tzadi Amud Bet, taking a look at the fifth Mishnah, sixth, and then first half of the seventh Mishnayot, all clumped together here in the tenth parak of Zevachim. And contrary to what I indicated previously, this entire parak will be done in two podcasts. This is the second and final one. Kol ha-chata'ot sheba-torah kodmot la-shamot. Every time you have a chatat and an asham, the chatat always comes first. Chutz mi-asham mitzorah. The only exception is asham mitzorah, meshuba al-hechsher, or ba-la-hechsher, meaning it comes to allow the mitzorah to do the other korbanot. Kol ha-shamot sheba-torah ba'in b'nei shtayim. All Ashamot, which means Asham Gzelot, Asham Mi'ilot, Asham Shivcha Charuf, and Asham Talui, come as two-year-old rams, Uva'in Mekesef Shkalim, and have to be paid for with Shkalim. Chutz Me'asham Nazir, Asham Metzorah, those are two exceptions. Shen Ba'in B'nei Shnatan, they're yearlings, Ve'in Ba'in Mekesef Shkalim, and aren't paid for with Shkalim. Keshem Shekodmin Ba'akravatan, Kodmin Ba'achilatan. So this now goes back to the earlier hierarchy that we had. All of those korbanot, the order in which they're offered, also that's the order in which they're eaten. Shlamim shel emesh or shlamim shel yom. Let's say you have shlamim from yesterday and shlamim of today. Shlamish kodmin the shel yom. You do yesterday's first. Eat those first. Shlamim shel emesh chatat v'asham shel yom. And this is not so obvious, but you have shlamim from yesterday and chatat and asham brought today. Shlamim shel emesh kodmin divir amir. Amir says you eat the shlamim of yesterday. Chamim chatat kodem neshi kodshe kodshim. Chatat still comes first, even though it has more time till midnight tonight, and shlamim is over at sunset. Because chatat is kodshe kodshim. Chulan ha-kohanim ishayin l'shanot pachilatan. By the way, the kohanim can eat, this is the beginning of the seventh Mishnah, the kohanim may eat the meat however they would like to. L'chlan sluyinu shlukinu v'ushalin. They can eat the meat roasted or boiled or cooked. Atei tochot tivlei chulin v'tivlei truma. They could put in spices that are chulin or spices that are truma. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Omer, lo yiten tochot tivlei truma. Tavia truma v'dei psul. By putting in the truma spices, you're going to lead them to becoming possibly pasul because, of course, because of the issue of notar. Because this truma that could be eaten for however long you want it now will become pasul by the end of the day or tomorrow. Now, Ibayalu, Tadir Umukudash. This is a question that I mentioned in the first podcast was inevitable to come up. What happens if you have Tadir versus Mukudash? Ezemem Kodem. Tadir Kodem Mishum to Tadir or Dumukudash Kodem to Kadesh. What are those are the two sides? Toshma, let's see. Tidin Kodmin the Musafim. So Tamid comes before Musaf. Yavagav the Musafin Kadeshi. We're assuming here, we're on Shabbat, let's say it's Shabbat, and you have the Korban Tamid, which we're assuming is a regular Korban Tamid and not affected by Shabbat, and Musaf is holier because it's Shabbat. That's not true. Atu Shabbat the Musafina Ahani, the Tamidin Ahani, what Shabbat only makes the Musaf special, but it's Shabbat also for the Tamid. So that it's not as if the Musaf is holier. That would have proven that Tadir comes first, but not necessarily. Toshma, Musafei Shabbat Kodmin, Musafei Rosh Chodesh, same thing. Atu Rosh Chodesh, and the assumption is, Musafei Rosh Chodesh are holier because Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, that's what Rashi says. Atu Rosh Chodesh, the Musafin, Didei Ahani, the Musafei Shabbat Lohani, but it's also Shabbat of Rosh Chodesh. So the Musafei Shabbat also have a Rosh Chodesh component. Same thing. Toshma, Musafei Rosh Chodesh, Kodmin, the Musafei Rosh Hashanah. Same answer. Rosh Hashanah, Kadsha. Atu Rosh Hashanah, the Musafei Rosh Didei Ahani, Musafei Rosh Chodesh Lohani. Again, the Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, if you will, Korban, also is on Rosh Hashanah. So Toshma, which means none of these are one holier than the other, and the only consideration is Tadir. Toshma. Now this takes us to the eighth parak of Masechet Brachot, the famous machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about the order of saying Kiddush. Beit Shammai says you first say Birchat Hayom, Mekadesh HaShabbat, and then you say Birchat HaGefen, and Beit Hillel says the opposite, which is the way that we do it. And as part of their argument, what does Beit Hillel say? The bracha on break often is more frequent. Even though the brachat hayom is holier because mekadesh Shabbat. So again, the same answer. Atu Shabbat lebrachat hayom ahanoi, lebrachat hayom ahanoi. What you think that Shabbat only makes mekadesh Shabbat holy, but not break often? It's still Shabbat when you say break often. So Toshma de Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is a famous sugi in the fourth parak of Brachot. Halacha mitpala adam shemincha v'chakach shemusafin. Let's say that it's Shabbat or Rosh Chodesh or another day that has a musaf, and you did not yet say musaf, and it's zman mincha. What do you do first? Rabbi Yochanan says you say mincha first because tadir. So the assumption here is, but musaf's more holier. Adu Shabbat is musafina hanoi tefin mincha lohane. Same answer, which is that nonetheless the Mincha of Shabbat is holier than Mincha of Chol. They're both Shabbat tefillot. So the only consideration is Tadir. Toshma Shlamim Shalemesh Chatat V'Hasham Shal Yom. Now we go to our Mishnah. The Shlamim of yesterday and Chatat Hasham of today, Shlamim Shalemesh could mean Ha'idi V'Idi, that's for Meir. Ha'idi V'Idi the Yom, if they're both of today's Chatat V'Hasham Kadmi, they would come first. For God, the Shlamim Tadir, even though Shlamim are Tadir, nonetheless, Chatat V'Hasham are holier. So Amarava Matsui Kamart, Tadir is something that is built into the system, not a fact of occasion. The fact that there's more Shlamim than a Chatat is not built into the system, that's just the common way it is. Tadir Kamei Ba'ilan, Matsui Da Kamalan, we're not asking about Matsui. The fact that something happens more frequently or more often doesn't make a Tadir. Tadir is built into the system, like a Tamid is built in every day. You don't think that Matsui is also a consideration of Tadir? Vatanya, we have the following bright that suggests that perhaps, because we know that you have a Korban Chatat that's brought for doing anything that would give you Karet B'mezid, B'shogeg gets Chatat, and we accept the two exceptions are Pesach and Brit Milah, which are Asay. If you do the Meshogeg, there is no Chatat. I might think that I could excuse the Pesach from the Chatat, from bringing Chatat if you didn't do it, because it's not Tadir. But Mila is Tadir. And there it's really, we assume it's Matsui. My Tadira B'mitzvot. The answer is no, that's not what it means. Tadira B'mitzvot, meaning Brit Mila has more mitzvot attached to it, more Britot attached to it. The other way it's said is Mila l'gamai Pesach kidadu dami. Mila really is more Tadir than Pesach because everybody who participates in the Korban Pesach is a Nimol, and remember, the Pesach is brought by one member of the Chabura. So definitionally there's more. Okay, so we reach no conclusion about Tadir Mukudash. Ibayalu, now Tadir v'sheno Tadir, right? Now we're just working in the world of frequency. But Kadim v'shachat v'sheno Tadir, but somebody went ahead and brought the Musaf of Shabbos before the Tamid, so let's say. My, what do you do? Me, I'm in the cabin to shachte makriv lei. Once she shachted it, finished the job. Maybe you should give it to somebody else. Let him mix the blood like we do with the Dama Par and Dama Sa'ir and Yom Kippur. And bring the one that's Tadir and then go back to the other one and finish that off. Meaning the Tadir should push forward. So let's see what you do. Amarav Huna Misura, Rav Chanina Misura, Toshma, Shlamim Shalemesh Chatat Vasham Shalayom, case in our Mishnah, Shalemesh Kodem Shalayom, you do the ones from yesterday. Had the Yom Dumi Damesh, so that means that if you had something today, similar to as if it were from yesterday, Vehechidami, what's that? The Kadim Shachted the Shlamim. In other words, if you had Shlamim of today, but you Shachted them first, Chatat Vasham Kadmi, that means that your hierarchy even trumps finishing a korban. So as if you started korban number two, which should have been after number one, you started it, you put on the brakes, and then you bring number one. Maybe not. Dilma shlamim de emesh chatat v'asham de yom hech mishkach ala. What's the parallel? To shachtim le tavayu. If they're both shachted, then you bring the chatat first. But the question is, if you didn't shecht them both, then the question is still alive. If you then went ahead and shechted the one that should have been second, do you finish it or do you bring the other one? Toshma, let's see, davar acher, back to Birchat Hayan. Birchat Hayan Tadir, Birchat Hayom Eina Tadir, Tadir Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. And the assumption here is that once it became Shabbat, it's as if the Eino Tadir burst in. No, that's as if they're both shchutim in front of us. Because once it's already Shabbat, it's as if they're both presented to us, and they're both presented in their ready form to say. And therefore, Tadir takes over. Toshma, Tari Yochanan, Allah Mipal Adam Shem Minchal Hakach Shemusafin, the same proof that we had earlier. Chanemi Kevin, the Mati Zman, Tfilat Mincha, Kamanda Shchitit of Ayodami. Since it's Zman Mincha, it's again, both of them are in front of us. You could do Mincha, you could do Musaf, and so it's only Tadir that carries the day. Amar Avachab Radio Avash the Ravina. So, we've got no solution to either of those questions, Tadir versus Makudash, or Tadir pushing ahead of the Shein of Tadir that was started. Because all the cases that we try to bring a proof are of cases where the Tadir and the Eno Tadir were both started, and then the Tadir takes over. Okay, now the following statement. Shachto korem chatzot pasul. You'll see the connection between this and what we just said. If you shechted a korban pesach in the morning, it's pasul. Shenemar bo ben abayin, the Torah says, in the afternoon. Korban l'tamid, but what if you did it in the afternoon before the korban tamid? It's supposed to be afterwards. Kasher, v'emereis v'damor, chizor kadam. But you should have somebody keep the blood stirred so that it doesn't coagulate until zrikat dam hatamid, and then do the pesach. Now, hacha b'mayaskina, what's the case? You can go to kodim shachte l'tamid b'reisha. We're talking about a case where you did the tamid first, then you did the korban pesach, before they finish the tamid, so then you keep the blood going till they finish the tamid. Ravacha savel Ravashi matnita nami deko. Could prove it from our Mishnah also that it isn't talking about a case where you went ahead and processed the later one earlier. Tiktani achi zarek adam veloktani achi ishchot vizarek adam. Because what did that statement that we just read say? That if you did the Pesach, and then you do the Tamid until Yizarek Adam. But you don't say Achi Yishchot, because the assumption is, Shema Mina, that the Tamid had already been shechted, which means if you shechted the Pesach, and the Tamid hadn't been shechted, the assumption is, you finished the whole process, and only at that point do you do the one that should have been earlier. Now, at the end of the Mishnah said, V'chulan Kohanim Shayin, Kohanim can prepare the meat however they want to. By time, what's the reason? Because the korbanot are given to them for greatness. The gdulah k'derech shemalachin ochlin, just like kings eat with spices, cooked however they want to. Okay, the next mishnah, which is the end of Zion, Rabbi Shimon, ra'ita shemen shemitchalek ba'azara. If you happen to see that oil is being given out in the azara, ain't tzarich lishol mahu. You don't have to wonder where it came from. Ela motar ki kei menachot Yisrael. It must be the leftover from menachot that were baked that belonged to non-kohanim. V'log shemen shel metzora, or the log of the metzora oil, and it's left over, given to the kohanim, given out to the kohanim in the mikdash. In right the shemen shunitan lagabe aishim, and if you see oil being poured onto the fire, answer to shom mahu ala motari ki kemin chat kohanim and chat kohen mashiach. It's the leftover oil from the minchat of kohanim, because minchat kohanim all have to be burned up. So it can be a regular minchat kohanim or the minchat kohen mashiach brought every day. His reason for saying that is there is no such thing as voluntarily bringing shemen, and for any shemen either being given out or being burned, you know where it comes from. Tarfon disagrees and says, no, there is such a thing as a gift of shemen. Okay, Amar Shmuel, the Diveri Tarfon. According to Rabbi Tarfon, who says the Minadvim Shemen, Hamitnadev Shemen Komtso V'Shirav Nechalin. What do you do if you volunteer Shemen? So you take a kometz off of it, just like a mincha, put it off onto the Mizbeach, and the rest is eaten. My time, why Amar Kra, Korban Mincha. The Torah refers to a mincha as a Korban Mincha. What does that mean? Minadvim Shemen. That school which believes that you could voluntarily bring Shemen learns it from the word Korban Mincha. Therefore, it has to be like a mincha. Ma mincha kometzah v'sherei nachalin. Just like a mincha, you do kometz from the top and eat the rest. Av shemen kometzah v'sherei nachalin. Same thing with the shemen. I was there for anan amitanina. We have proof for this from our Mishnah. Rav Shimon, im ra'ita shemen t'chalek b'azara, tatsuich lishom ma'u, ala motar, ki kemen achot yisrael v'log shemen shemetzara. Our Mishnah. She'ein mitnadvin. Because Rav Shimon says, ein mitnadvin. So what do you see? Rabbi Shimon is saying, now this is a little bit of a different read in our Mishnah, because Rabbi Shimon said Ein Mit Nadvin after both statements, but here we're plugging it into the after the first statement. He says, therefore, how do I, if I see Shemen being given out, I know that it is from the leftover thing, because it can't be voluntarily given. Mashma, according to the one who says it can be voluntarily given, Dainu Rabbi Tarfon, Mitchalik, it's given out to people. And Rabbi Shimon is the one who says, I don't have to question that, because there's no such halacha. I'm like, Abaya says to Rav Zera, says, Ema Seifa, look at the end. Im ra'ita shemen shintan l'kabei yishim, tatsuich l'shol ma'olam, otar kikam inachon Yisrael menachat, kohen Mashiach, she'en yedvim shemen. After all, in our version of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said, Eim yedvim shemen after the Seifa, which says, if you see oil being burned on the Mizbeach, you know what it is. It's from Minchat Kohanim, because we don't voluntarily give shemen. The implication is that if somebody donates shemen, according to the one who said you could do it, it all gets burned up. And that's what Rabbi Shimon's saying. I don't have to ask why it's being burned up, because I know what it is. So Abaya kasha reisha. So Abaya has a problem with the reisha, because the reisha doesn't seem to fit. Rav Zera kasha seifa. Rav Zera has a problem with the seifa. In other words, Rabbi Shimon said, if I see the oil going A, then I know what it is, because you don't volunteer oil. Mashma, that the one who would say you volunteer oil, it would go A, on the, to give it out. And he says the same thing about B. So what's the reality? If you volunteer oil, is it given out or burned up? So Abzera is kasha seifa. So Bishma Abzera. Abzera is okay. Because Reisha B'Shirayim, according to Abzera, it's very simple. Which is that you put a little bit on the Mizbeach, and you burn the, and you eat the rest. So the Reisha is talking about the rest, and Seifa B'Kometz, the Seifa saying, if you see oil being burnt on the Mizbeach, it's the Kometz of a voluntarily gift. Abaya Kasha, but according to Abaya, it's difficult, because Abaya says it should always be burned up. The answer is Tana Reisha to Seifa. He says that the Reisha really is not the issue, the Seifa is the issue, where Rabbi Shimon is saying, and if I see oil being burned up, then I know that it was part of one of the Menachot Kohanim, because you don't volunteer oil. So Bishlam HaSeifa, Tana Mishum Reisha, I understand why you would say the Seifa if the Reisha is the main thing. Elo Reisha Mishum HaSeifa Mitani. But what would be the reason to tell me the Reisha about giving the oil out just because I got a Seifa? The answer is it could be. In other words, it could be that my real purpose here was to teach about the Seifa, about oil being burned up. Amarava Tana Reisha Mishum Seifa in Eretz Yisrael. That's exactly what they said, supporting Abaye. Okay, Toshma Yain Kedivrei Rabbi Akiva LaSapalim Shemen Kedivrei Rabbi Tarfon LaIshim. That Yain, Rabbi Akiva says you could donate wine, so therefore it goes into the cups and gets poured onto the like Nesachim. Shemen, according to Rabbi Tarfon, goes straight on the fire. So my love me the yain kula sapalim, so just lasfalim, just like wine. Of course, all of it goes in the cups and into the pipes for the nesachim. So shemen kula laishim. So this brayta that said that Rabbi Akiva says about wine is what Rabbi Tarfon says about oil. So it means it all goes on the fire. So me the area who said hakadita hakadita. In Rabbi Akiva's case, it's all. In Rabbi Tarfon's case, it's just a little bit. I'm a papa katanoi, it's a machlok katanaim. Shemen lo yivchot mi log. When you want to donate shemen, you can't give less than a log. Rabbi Omer shtoshet lugin, bigger. The maikami palgi, what's the difference between them? I'm rabbanon kamei to a papa, they said, don mina o mina, don mina va'oki batra. The machlok it is, and it's one that we saw in Shavuot last, whether or not when you take a gzerah shava, you then pull all of the information with you, or do you just take that information which is new from the Gzera Shava, but your own thing you keep in place. After all, we learn shemen from the mincha. And therefore, umina, what do we learn from there? Ma mincha log shemen, afkam log shemen. A mincha has one log worth of oil in it, so therefore donating oil is one log. Ma mincha komtsa sheren achalin. Therefore, the mincha, just like it has a komets, you eat the rest. Af shemen komtsa v'sherab nechalin. V'idach. And what's the position of Rebbe? Mimincha, you have to learn it from mincha. Ma mincha min avim af shemen radvin va'oki ba'atra, and then you keep it as shemen kinesachim. Ma nesachim shloshet lugin. After all, nesachim are usually three lugim. Af shemen shloshet lugin. Manasachim kulan asfalim, and nesachim are all going to the cups. Shemen kulan nesheen, and the shemen therefore goes all in the fire. And so now we're suggesting that Rebbe would really have the position like Abaye, that it all goes in the fire, and that Rachachamim would have the position that it's like a mincha, kometz, and the rest is eaten like a bezera. Our Papa Labaye, he turns around to Abaye and says, "Imi mincha maiti la Rebbe. If you think Rebbe is learning it from the mincha, to chuli alma don mina mina. Everybody would agree that you take the kavach, the gzera shava, and you carry it all the way through. Al Rebbe mi azrach gamar la kol azrach b'Yisrael in the version of Sachi. Amar Avuna b'reid of Natan or Papa mi matzid amar hachi v'atanya korban mincha v'mitzvah in Shemen. The source of Mim Shemen is from korban mincha." Who's that? It's Rebbe. Why tell me Korban? He doesn't get it from Mizrach, he gets it from Korban. If you have such a bright, nothing I can do about it. Okay. Amar Shwam, if you volunteer to give Yain, you come and you pour it onto the fire. My time. The wine is considered to go on the fire. V'haka machadbe, but you're putting out the fire of the maracha. So kibui mixat lo shmei kibui. Putting out a little bit of the fire is not called kibui. You're not putting out the whole fire. You even take one coal off the mizbeach and put it out your chayav for putting out the maracha. The answer is the lake alahai. That's only if that's the only one left. That maybe even if there's a lot of coals and you take one off, you're chayav. But here, because the mitzvah is to pour the wine, that's not called kibui. Toshma the tanur belozmanya or kibui that's a violation. Eish lo tichbe. Tanur belozman Yaakov klapesh na Torah litrom chol yichbe v'yitrom. The Torah said you have to do trumat hadeshen. Maybe you should put out the coals and do it. Amarta lo yichbe. We say you're not allowed to. Not allowed. Torah says you're not allowed to put out the coals. Shaniatam efshadiyati venata. Because there you could sit and watch and keep an eye that it shouldn't go that it shouldn't go out. Toshma yain ki rabbi kibal asfalim shom ki rabbi tar from laishim ar brayta. V'yotan yain nesach lasfalim. The wine goes in the cups. Maybe the wine goes on the fire. Amarta lo yichbe. You can't put the wine on the fire because you're not allowed to put out the maracha. So, Lokash, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, that comes down to the issue of Malachashen Tzricha Legufa. Meaning, if you're putting it on the fire because you want to put out the fire, that's an issue of Kibui. Putting it on the fire because that's where you're supposed to put the wine, that's not Kibui. So, Rabbi Shimon would say it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda would say it's not. Remember the Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon's Sferle? So, Shmuel, who says that, that you could put on the fire holds that like Rabbi Shimon who says Dabar Malachas and Tzrich Leguf is okay. Sfir Olam Hamar Shmuel Machabing Gachalat Shomatach Mishul Rabim Mishvil Shlo Izoku Barabim. On Shabbat, if you have a metal coal, you could put it on in Rishut Rabim so other people won't be hurt. Avaloga chalat shleit. V'isalgadat akrab Shimon's fear. If you also akrab Shimon, if you look at chalat shleit, nami. After all, you should be able to put out even a wood coal because you're not doing it to make ash. You're doing it to save people. It's davar shen mitkaven. The malachas tzrich legufa. The answer is with davar shen mitkaven. So with akrab Shimon, he really holds akrab Shimon when it comes to davar shen mitkaven, like with kibui. Malachas tzrich legufa. So with akrab Yehuda. So two different issues at play, chiefly in the 10th parak of Shabbat and lots of other places in Shabbat and in Beitza a little bit. Amar Rav Huna, Nesachim Shenitmu. If you have Nesachim that became Tamei, Oselan Maracha B'fnei Atzman V'sorfan. You make a Maracha on the floor of the Azara and you burn them there. Shneshinamar BeKodesh BaEsh Tisarei. First they burned in the Kodesh. Miyachi Adam Hashem Anachod Nesachim Shenitmu. Maracha B'fnei Atzman V'sorfan. So Rav Shmuel told his student, "Iti the be'asar, go get me 10 men so I can publicize this halacha. Ve'emalach kamayu, and I'll tell you in front of them nesachim shnitmu asen maracha b'fnei atzman v'sorfan, and said that halacha. Hajvan alach kol atadir. We have Baruch Hashem completed our study of the 10th parak, and with Hashem we will start Dam Chatat, the 11th parak, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day."